presidential election special conference for 2020. This is Political Bomb Show, and here's the host, Rashawn Blyden.
Good morning, and welcome back to this special election coverage. I was hoping to definitively see a winner. It is 4:30 a.m., November 4th, 2020, and the path is still not closed, but I did the calculation on the states that are left and the numbers, and it looks like if there's no shenanigans in even Georgia, because let's tell you what's left. Georgia is pink, so that means it's not decided yet. So you got Georgia pink, you got Alaska pink, but well, let me say this too. Alaska is pink, but Trump has 61% of the votes, which is reporting 37%. Georgia, Trump has 50% of 94% of the votes there. So I am unofficially declaring him the winner in those two. And Alaska would be 3 electorials. Georgia would be 16 electorials. In North Carolina, Trump has 50% with 94% in. So I'm declaring him the winner there with 15 electorials. You have Pennsylvania, 55% with 64% in. So I'm declaring him there, which would be 20 electorials. Michigan with 80% in, he's got 51% of the vote. So that's 16 electorials there. And Wisconsin with 94% in, Trump has 51%. So that would be 10 electorials. So of all those that are left, Trump right now has 213 electoral, while Biden has 238 electoral. With those that are left that I just read, that I'm declaring that Trump is going to win, he will end up with a total of 296 electorals. What Biden, there's really nothing else left there. Everything else is done. So I'm expecting Trump to take all of those, and he should be our 46th president of the United States. Now, raise the Democrats in the Senate, they're both tied. So this is insane. At 47-47. So the Democrats picked up plus 12. And the Republicans plus 17. So I don't know where that's going to go. And then we have the House of Representatives, with the Democrats at 185 and the Republicans at 178. So we have no definitive winners right now. Nothing at all. Nothing at all. Okay, so if I'm scrolling down the list here, it says that Arizona was flipped for President Trump. Florida is Trump won that one. Georgia is not in yet, but I unofficially declare that one. Iowa is Trump. Michigan is not doing anything. Minnesota is Biden. North Carolina is not showing anything. Nevada, I thought Nevada was in, but that's not showing anything. So let's see who might Let's see what's going on in Nevada. In Nevada, it's looking like it's going to be Biden at 50% right now, with 67% of the votes in. So if I give that to Biden, he will end up with 244 electorals. So let's get back to Nevada. Nevada, Nevada, Nevada. Okay, so Ohio, we have Trump. Pennsylvania. Okay, so Pennsylvania is not showing anything right now. Texas is Trump. Wisconsin still not showing anything. So the race is still going on. It's still going on. So today is Wednesday, so probably Wednesday evening we will know, or at least I will broadcast again on Wednesday evening and see if there's any changes. But for now, it's not much more to report. So that's about it for now. Let's hope there's no shenanigans. Actually, let's look at the news cycle here, see if there's any shenanigans going on. Any shenanigans? Let's go to politicalbombshow.com. Do a quick refresh. Fraud is on the way. Frankly, we did win this election. We'll be going to the Supreme Court. Okay, so what is that? Let's see what's going on. President Trump made a quick appearance at the White House on election night while several key races still hung fire, and told supporters he was expecting to have a celebration, but all of a sudden the election is off. His appearance came about 2 hours after Joe Biden stayed up late to say thanks to his supporters and set the expectation that he'd have more positive news on Wednesday. Because of outstanding mail-in ballots that flooded election centers, when many battleground states switched their election laws due to COVID, calling races on election night seemed to take forever, especially over at Fox News. The crew at Fox took an embarrassingly long time to call Texas for Trump, when it was obvious the president had won, and made a remarkably quick call for Biden in Arizona, saying the state had flipped from Republican to Democrat. The behind the scenes to and from could be seen in the faces and actions of the Fox News crew, who were obviously getting calls from Trump land demanding the network show its work. The network called out a couple of its decision desk card counters to defend their call. The president said he was ahead by insurmountable leads, 690,000 in Pennsylvania and almost 300,000 votes in Michigan. "We're winning Wisconsin," Trump said. "It's also clear that we have won Georgia. We're up by 2.5 and up 77,000 in North Carolina. They can't catch us, and we're winning Pennsylvania by a tremendous amount of votes." With 93% of the votes counted in Georgia, the president has a 3-point lead, but he's not getting the calls from the networks for his victories. Former Trump German ambassador and intelligence Chief Rick Grenell saw the problem immediately. Trump looked into the crowd to Newt Gingrich and said, "I told you, Newt, there would be major fraud in our nation," and announced that he'd go to the U.S. Supreme Court to stop the voting. We knew Pennsylvania would end up in court because of the Supreme Court's reluctance to get involved before the election, but as former federal prosecutor Andy McCarthy said on Fox News, the courts should have settled the issues before the election because it will be a disaster. And guess what? It appears to be just that. So, yeah, this is not good. Florida, Georgia, Texas, and Lindsey Graham's Senate race update. Trump wins Florida. Graham wins. CNN admits Biden needs 75% of remaining Pennsylvania votes to overtake President Trump. Says that's a steep hill. Patience in coming days on of counting has National Guard in state of readiness. How the Hispanic vote help win Florida for Trump? We are up big, but they are trying to steal President Trump's reacts to election results. We will be going to the Supreme Court. We don't want them to find any votes at 4 in the morning. Frankly, we won this. And he's not wrong. Wall Street executive fret as U.S. presidential election is too close to call. Twitter censors President Trump on election night, won't allow his tweet to be shared. So, this is a mess. This is indeed a mess. Unreal. Let's see if I could find another map and see if anything else is different. And let's try this one. Okay, so I have a different map and it looks it's what did this say? It's saying on this map, which looks insane to me, that Biden has 279 and Trump has 163. I don't know how this is even accurate. Yeah, this doesn't look accurate at all. I don't get this. I don't even know what source is this. Okay, and this doesn't look like a reliable source at all. This does not look reliable. I don't know where that map came from. Okay, we're not going to use that map. Okay, what else do we got? This is a nightmare. And I just knew it's just insane. They allowed these courts or they're trying to steal this election. They really are. This one is not even up to date. What is this? All right, that these other maps I'm trying to look at, they don't seem to be up to date at all. Let's see here. Yeah, this is a lot of these, even CNN, they're not up to date either. They have Biden at 203, Trump at 125, and they have yellow 210 electorals. So this is a complete disaster. A disaster indeed. Nothing is going to be decided right now, that's for sure. Oh, stressful. What is this? Okay, I don't want this one. Okay, yeah, these are just old. Okay, so I'm just gonna have to stick with what I've been using, and nothing's gonna be decided right now. So let's just keep praying that they're not able to steal this. That's all we can do for now. There's nothing. And what the campaign vows to fight, or President Trump vowed to fight in the Supreme Court, and as well as he should, because they're definitely trying to steal this.
Election coverage throughout the day for this 2020 presidential election.
Political bombshell.